This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load 'em up, boys. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Every time I see a bag of Chips Ahoy cookies, I think about the cruise ship conservatives. I've done a couple things in my life that I'm proud of. Done some interviews. Children, grandbabies. Served my country. But my greatest achievement was a moment of awareness when I realized that the cruise ship conservatives, first of all, that's what they were, and that these were, you know, as especially in 2015, 2016, you know, I began to understand that these were sexually dysfunctional Never Trump losers. These invertebrate sissies are pathetic weasels, and these are the guys who would say, come on, the Weekly Standard cruise, and we're going to gather on the Lido deck, and Ramesh Panuro is going to talk about health care reform. Ooh. I'd literally rather take $6 a gallon gasoline and pour it on myself and light a match rather than listen to that hideous hellscape and have to deal with a bunch of Zima twilling twerps on the loser boat. I'd save the love boat, but no one will ever love any of them. Every time my dog goes outside and does his business, I think about them. I was thinking about them on those. I don't have a Twitter account. I don't belong on Twitter, but I do look at Twitter from time to time to certain people. And, you know, the first thing I saw was Jonah Goldberg, that guy. You remember him, right? He used to matter. Doesn't now. And why doesn't he matter? Well, because he sucks. And here's the thing with him. After Tucker Carlson said the NSA has been stealing my mail, essentially hacking into my comms, Goldberg said, no, the NSA is not doing that. And, of course, we know that the NSA, in fact, was doing it and did leak it to the press. And, of course, everyone was saying, hey, Jonah, look right here. Remember what you said? That's what you said. My goodness, you're stupid. No one's ever going to love you. People will say that a lot about these Never Trump guys. So what did Jonah Goldberg do? I mean, he could have watched Star Trek again, or he could have had a long column about whether or not a hot dog is a taco or not, or could have hung out with his friends. I'm just kidding. He doesn't have any. But what he did was tweet back. I was right. I was absolutely right. Oh, my God. On top of being a cruise ship conservative, he's also a deluded, insane one. You were very, very wrong, my friend. There's no accountability for these guys. These Never Trump sissies get a lot of support and enabling for their loser monologues and loser columns and their unread blogs. Whoever here has read The Bulwark, right? I didn't. I've never read it. I've never read The Dispatch. I used to read Weekly Standard until I said, you suck, and then it stopped. I used to read the National Review until I said, you suck, and then I stopped. But these guys, they get a lot of attention. They get their MSNBC and CNN hits because they're willing to come up and dance for quarters. They're like an organ grinder's monkey. And the leftists are grinding their organs, particularly Jeffrey Toobin. And you have guys like Jonah Goldberg, and he's wearing a little cap and vest, and he's dancing. And, you know, he's saying, hey, what do you want to see? Throw a quarter at me. I'll dance to whatever tune you sing. They just suck. And I want to emphasize this because I think it's important that no one loves them. There's no real fallout except our mockery for this. It's not like some booker on MSNBC is going to say, Jonah, listen, I can't have you on. You've embarrassed yourself too many times with your terrible Telbert takes and your wrong opinions. Do you remember Dick Morris? The guy who was into shrimping, which is some sort of a foot fetish thing, which I've never heard of, which is probably more action than any of the Bulwark guys have ever gotten, but we're going to leave that there. Morris came on, and he predicted Romney's going to win. And Romney didn't, and you never saw him again on Fox. Totally humiliated. Chris Steirewalt, I'm calling Arizona early. He's gone. Those guys have accountability. Guys like Goldberg, no, he doesn't have any accountability, none at all. So he just keeps going and going and going like the ever-ready bunny, which is such a, that's a horrible thing to be compared to. There's no audience on the right for him. These are the pseudo-conservatives that the leftists want to hear from. These are the guys who are the sensible ones, which means they're the safe ones. They're the friend zone Republicans. They're never going to make it happen. It's never going to be nothing. And they're always going to be sitting there while the left goes out with the steadily jock. I'm mixing a lot of metaphors here, aren't I? I'm sort of like a Pretty in Pink John Hughes thing going on here. But you know the direction I'm taking. And I think you're with me. And if you're not with me, you should catch up and you should just go with the flow. Speaking of flow, let's talk about David French, the most aptly named human being on earth. David French. He used to be a man at one time, I was told. I don't know, and I'm not going to attempt to gender him. But now he's gone full woke. He writes in the New York Times about how important it is to not fight against critical race theory. He put out a tweet not too long ago where he basically says, you know, the 1619 Project brings up a lot of good points about my personal white privilege. Nobody's whiter than David French, no doubt. Compared to him, Mitt Romney is ethnic. The guy's, I mean, holy cow, he doesn't get out of the, you know, I'm not going to say that. I was about to. That's how wide he is. It's so weird and pathetic to see guys like this again and again doing this little organ monkey dance. What are you guys doing? My problem and your problem, we all have a problem with the Goldbergs and the Charlie Sykes and God, the Jim Swifts and the David Frenches. We have a problem they don't have. We have dignity. We have self-respect. We can't just humiliate ourselves for a few pennies as they do from the left guys who subsidize them. I can call it sad, and I guess it would be sad if I cared enough about them to feel bad about their degradation, but I don't, actually. In fact, I kind of celebrate it because we have to set examples. We have to set examples for people who are stupid. Being stupid is a choice, but you have a right to be stupid, and it should be a choice that comes with pain if you choose to make sure that that's the right, one of the rights you want to die on that hill. We should not allow it or enable it. We should fight back at every moment. We should strike back. We should make it have a price to suck. Right now, the price is mockery. They're going to become a joke. They're going to get on a panel on MSNBC. I mean, we'll never see it. They'll get a panel on CNN, unless you're at an airport, you might see that. But that's it. That's the end of their influence. And they can sit there and they can pretend it's, you know, that they still matter. But they mattered, you know, back when Bill Kristol mattered. I still confused him with Billy Kristol. I was like, hey, man, I loved you in those movies you were in. Loved you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. When I heard that websites were claiming that a top Japanese leader had said that he feared that China was preparing a Pearl Harbor-style attack against the U.S., I assumed that this was some sort of a clickbait site, and I was ready just to move on to something else. But then a writer, an American thinker named Thomas Lipson, caught up with the fact that this wasn't clickbait at all. It came from Japan's state defense minister, who warned that China and Russia are partnering to threaten all sorts of Pacific bases from Hawaii to Taiwan. Also, he quoted Andrew Bolt's essay on the in the Melbourne Herald Sun about the Nazi-esque echoes and the celebrations in Beijing for the 100th anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party. In addition to goose-stepping soldiers and displays of China's massive military might, Bolt noted that Xi's speech was decidedly bloodthirsty. He wrote, "It was frightening enough that Xi threatened foreign forces he'd crack their heads and spill blood. Worse was that in paragraph after key paragraph, he pushed the same buttons Hitler pushed in his speech in 1937 on the 4th anniversary of his Nazi dictatorship. All the same evils are there. The appeals to race, the paranoia, the inflammatory poking of a mortified national pride, the fake appeals for peace and gory threats of blood, the sound of a whiner grown big and now scary daring himself to fight." And to add to that scary, it's 1939 all over again vibe, veteran China watcher Gordon C. Chang is writing about the way that Beijing is taking steps that indicate China intends to invade India. He wrote, "China in recent weeks has sent tens of thousands of troops to its disputed border with India and Ladakh, high in the Himalayas. Beijing looks as if they're preparing for a full-scale invasion of Indian territory. In May of last year, the People's Liberation Army moved troops south of the line of actual control in Ladakh, in other words, into Indian-controlled territory. A month later, on the night of June 15th, Chinese soldiers launched a surprise attack, killing 20 Indian troops. India responded by reinforcing its forces and launching a counterattack in August. China then added to its troop count, increasing the number of soldiers from 15,000 a year ago to 50,000 at this moment. Beijing has also brought advanced weapons to the area and began building bases. Ladakh is not the only Himalayan hotspot. There's a Chinese encroachment in India's Sikkim, as well as incursions in neighboring Bhutan and Nepal." In the very same article, right, he notes that even the Washington Post sees calls for concern in China's actions and Xi's words. He continued on, "Beijing looks as though it's even thinking of using nuclear weapons to fight the next war." The Washington Post reported, "China appears to be building in an area covering more than 700 square miles in the Gansu Desert, 119 missile silos for the 10 warhead DF-41 intercontinental ballistic missile. When added to 26 more silos that they're building elsewhere, China could soon be housing from those fixed locations about as much firepower as the existing U.S. nuclear arsenal. When China's missiles carried on mobile launchers and submarines are added, China's warheads could end up exceeding America's. Because Beijing already has a sufficient number of nukes to deter others, China has had for a long time sufficient weapons for a so-called minimal deterrent. It looks now as if the military planners are thinking of using nuclear weapons in an offensive capacity. China's flag officers and political leaders have in public threatened to use their arsenal in this way." Now, I don't think that China is planning to wage war. I think China's already waging war. It began with industrial espionage and it's moved to using prison and slave labor to undercut Western manufacturing, then bought up the world's politicians, tech tyrants, and industrialists, either with straight-up cash bribes or with the promise of unparalleled riches from the Chinese market. And then came COVID. China might not have meant to release it in 2020. That might have actually been an accident. But it was always intended as a weapon of war. Any collateral damage in the form of Chinese civilian deaths? That was never going to be a problem. They got 1.6 billion people. They can afford to lose a few million here and there. So anyway, it's harsh quarantining process. Locking up people to die as a medieval lord would have meant it could control the disease. And remember that even as it quarantined Wuhan, it made sure to allow its citizens to travel around the world. And now we have their addled puppet in the White House rather than Donald Trump. Our military is focused on transgenderism and race wars, and the leftist lunatic insistence that Biden must yield to China to prevent climate change. China knows that it has free agency to wage a hot war instead of a cold war or biological war. Heard that anywhere else? Anybody talking about that? To say that we're living in dangerous times doesn't even to begin to address what's happening here. And this is where you should be asking yourself, how come you're not hearing about this anywhere? How can the Chinese have 50,000 troops on a border with India and we're not hearing about that? And they're actually doing skirmishes and attacks, and they're doing kinetic things. How could all of this be going on when we don't know, and we don't know what's going on? Well, it comes down to the fake stream media. It comes down to the fake stream media. They're not telling you. I don't know why they're not telling you. I don't know what they think they have to gain in this. Maybe they think we just simply would not challenge the fight. Maybe that's what it is. We just go along with the fight. You think? You think that could be it? I don't know. Because if it comes down to them starting to shell the seaboards, you know, all of these guys, all of these elites that live on the coastal enclaves, guess who's getting teed up first? That's the problem with leftists. They don't ever take the long view. They don't take the long view in a realistic world. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is signing a sweeping executive order on Friday that will crack down on anti-competitive behavior by big tech and aim to generate competition across the U.S. economy. President Biden speaking about the importance of preserving American capitalism.
I'm a proud capitalist. I spent most of my career representing a corporate state of Delaware. I know America can't succeed unless American business succeeds. But let me be very clear. Capitalism without competition isn't capitalism. It's exploitation.
The executive order is comprised of 72 actions and recommendations. Meanwhile, tech giants Amazon, Google, Apple, and Facebook have denied abusing their market power. News reports say the United States is considering downsizing its embassy in Afghanistan as security concerns grow in the war-torn country. USA Radio News. An arrest has been made in the triple murders at a golf course outside Atlanta, Georgia.
Cobb County Police in Georgia have announced an arrest has been made after three murders were discovered at an Atlanta suburb golf course last weekend.
The lone shooter, who's now been identified as Brian Anthony Brody, he's been charged for the murders of Eugene Seiler, Paul Pearson, and Henry Valdez. Brody was arrested in the Shanley area, and he has ties to the metro Atlanta area.
Police Chief Tim Cox Thursday in front of the Cobb County Police Station. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Fully vaccinated Americans don't need a COVID-19 booster shot at this time. That's according to the CDC and FDA. That claim was issued after it was announced Pfizer plans to seek FDA emergency use authorization for a booster dose in August. That will come after it releases more data on how well the booster dose works. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. In the wake of the deaths of George Floyd, Dante Wright, and Andrew Brown Jr., which have received huge national attention in the media, it's time to establish the truth in our thinking about race and crime. Because only by doing this can we actually solve crime. This is the only way to get to the root cause of this. Crime just doesn't happen. Crime has causes. Now, the first thing you have to ask, since the thing that's driving everything out there, is that there is systemic racism with police officers, no matter what color they may be, against black Americans. So, my question is, how common are the killings of black Americans by white police officers, or for that matter, by white people in general? Because I'm also systemically racist just for simply being white. It doesn't matter my thought process, it doesn't matter my actions in my life or anything else. This is what I'm told. And, you know, how common are killings of white police officers and other white people by black Americans? And why is it that only the killings of black Americans seem to receive extensive media attention? If we're out here looking for equality, we're not actually looking for it, I guess, then, right? If we're doing it this way. But the only way to actually solve anything is to actually look for that equality and then work this out. The fundamental truth is that all human beings are divinely created creatures whose lives are sacred, and the taking of life, except in war or self-defense, is recognized everywhere as among the worst of offenses. And the murder of another person steals from him the most precious of all possessions, which is the chance to live out your own life in this, on this very beautiful earth, which it still is today. There are some persons that are more intelligent, more educated, more talented, better looking, more productive, but all are equal in their right to life. All are equal in their right to life. So the passing of any one of us deserves to be reported with appropriate respect and dignity. And this is not what's happening in the national media, where one's race now seems to determine the amount and angle of coverage. It's as if the press believes that respectable Caucasians and Asians are expendable, while a black criminal who dies while resisting or fleeing arrest should be treated like some sort of a saint. And at the very least, they could be honest about reporting the facts. Now, the fact of the matter is, and this is purely based upon population percentages, right? Because there's more. The fact is, far more whites, Caucasians, are killed each year in America than black Americans, by black Americans, than black Americans are killed by Caucasians. In one recent FBI report, 500 Caucasians overall were killed by black Americans in 2015, while in the same year, 229 black Americans were killed by white Americans. Now, how many of these white victims received the media coverage afforded George Floyd, or any coverage at all? And there are cases of absolute racism out there. Like right now, looking at what I'm seeing, Amu Dabari, that guy was murdered. He was hunted down by some white guys, no doubt about it. Until they come up with some other stuff that I haven't seen. That's my first glance, my first blush at the first glance. But here's black Americans attacking Caucasian and Asian Americans. And how many of these names are well known to the public? Jared Powell, 50, arrested for stomping the head of an elderly Asian man in New York in April. The victim is today still in a medically induced coma. Billy Chermermere, 48, who's been connected with the deaths of 24 elderly women in care homes and indicted on 27 of these cases. Demetrius Walker, 27, with an extensive criminal history and locally known as Pharaoh, charged with the death of an 85-year-old woman after breaking into her apartment and attacking her. Brandon Elliott, convicted of killing his mother 19 years ago, arrested as a suspect in the brutal beating of a 65-year-old woman walking to church in New York. I saw a video of that attack. A suspect, Yahya Muslim, wow, his name is Yahya Muslim, arrested in connection with a string of attacks on elderly Asian Americans in the Bay Area. The race of these attacks, believe it or not, doesn't bother me. It's not something I'm interested in. I believe that crime should be reported in a fair and balanced way without regard to race. What you've had happen, though, is that the left has scapegoated Asians. The left has scapegoated Caucasians. But right now, race appears to be nearly the only factor determining the media's reporting of violence. And just like with what I just told you about China and their military buildup against us, that you probably haven't heard that much about it. So too does the media get out there and just pick and choose what they're going to let you know. Now, I exist in a racially blind world myself. I'm not fixated on race. I'm not fixated on race when it comes to crime reporting. The fake stream media is. And they have assigned to Black America the ever always ongoing saga of being a victim. They're always victims. And it's always Caucasians that are the perpetrators. The extensive reporting on the George Floyd case and the other cases involving Black Americans killed by police creates the impression that Black Americans are overwhelmingly the victims rather than the perpetrators. And this is where the truth begins. This is where we never solve any crime. The truth is that young Black males commit murder at over six times the national average, and most of their victims are other Black Americans. 90% of Black Americans murdered are killed by other Black Americans. But a significant number of their victims are Caucasian and Asian. White people, of course, yeah, they commit violent crimes too, absolutely, including crimes against helpless victims. And overall, most white victims are killed by other white perpetrators. 2,854 of 3,499 killed in 2016, according to FBI statistics. So, what we have here is a very skewed perspective, and we're getting nowhere near the truth still. And who's this serving? And who's it hurting? Well, I'll leave that to you to decide. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, when most Americans hear the term mass shooting, they picture a crazed gunman stalking the halls of a school or a shopping mall coldly and randomly just killing babies, you know, executing people. What does not come to mind are rival drug crews shooting it out in Chicago or Detroit, or a madman murdering his entire family, which is referred to as familicide, which is a totally different kind of crime than a rampage shooter, for example. But for one small but influential nonprofit, the Gun Violence Archive, anytime four or more people are killed or even slightly wounded with a firearm, this is labeled a mass shooting. And then once it's labeled a mass shooting, then it is utilized by politicians and gun control advocates and the fake stream media to treat their reports as if they're gospel. The Gun Violence Archive was founded in 2013 by Michael Klein, a left-leaning philanthropist and open government advocate. Read that to mean George Soros disciple. And Mark Bryant, a retired computer analyst and GVA's current executive director. Now, according to Bryant's all-inclusive definition, there were 417 mass shootings in 2019. The FBI says there were 30 because they use a much narrower definition. While the GVA collects and publishes several different types of shooting data, mass murders, number of children and teens, killed or injured, officer-involved shootings, defensive gun usage, it is their inflated mass shooting numbers that are cited most often by the fake stream, given its penchant for sensational headlines. So, in an interview with the Second Amendment Foundation's Investigative Journalism Project with Lee Williams, Bryant defended his broader definition and said the body count that it yields. He said it doesn't parse, and it gives an accurate picture of the number of times more than four people were shot, whether in a drive-by or a shooting at a rap concert or a country music concert. He also said that if his higher numbers are misleading the public or being misinterpreted by journalists, that's not his fault. He believes his numbers are fair. I do, but I think it's also up to the journalist and the reader to have a better understanding of what the data says. when a journalist uses the mass shooting numbers as their lead, they're not looking at the whole situation. That the mainstream media, elected officials, and what he calls the gun violence prevention community are using as statistics is not in question. The Biden-Harris administration has cited his data, as have a bevy of other elected officials and candidates at the local, state, and federal level. The New York Times, National Public Radio, USA Today, and a host of other media outlets use their broad definition when reporting about mass shootings. In an interview with The Trace last month, Bryant said CNN literally cut and pasted our definition for mass shooting into their definition of mass shooting. But in his interview with Lee, Bryant deflected blame for the media's overhyping and misuse of the data. The media zeroes in on it, not us, and at one point we wanted to take mass shootings out of the loop, but the phone started ringing on a daily basis. It's important to me that we're not misinterpreted. We're not anti-gun. Look at our staff. Over half are gun owners. I intentionally do not hire from the gun violence prevention community. I want researchers, period. We wanted to have an honest set of data, and you can use it how you want. Now, any time that you're going to get out there and publish data, the whole thing that really comes into question is methodology. So, Bryant is a retired computer systems architect who worked in data collection projects for IBM. He currently has a team of 20 researchers that have advanced degrees, most in computer science. He says we are painfully fastidious in our methodology on how we log something. So they divided the country into specific coverage regions. And each day, he and his researchers consult a mass of about 7,500 sources. They are law enforcement Twitter, law enforcement Facebook, law enforcement police blotters, and then we have media sources. The easiest is to grab media sources. Law enforcement is clinical. The media looks more subjectively at an incident. Now, he acknowledged that there are reliability issues with media stories, especially after a mass shooting. Shooting in Cincinnati, he said, produced several different versions of events. When we looked at five media sources, they were all over the map, even about when it occurred. We know that some media reports are erroneous. We drill down to granularity of the street level, which is what the FBI does not do. So according to the FBI's news report titled Active Shooter Incidents in the United States in 2020, an active shooting is shootings in public places, shootings occurring at more than one location, shootings where the shooter's actions were not the result of another criminal act, shootings resulting in mass killing, shootings indicating apparent spontaneity by the shooter, shootings where the shooter appeared to be methodically searching for potential victims, shootings that appear focused on injury to people, not buildings or objects. Shootings that were excluded from their list: self-defense, gang violence, drug violence, contained residential or domestic disputes, controlled barricade hostage situations, crossfire as a byproduct of another ongoing criminal act, and action appeared not to have put other people in peril. Now, that's very important, and the reason this is very important is because there's a couple things here. Shootings don't occur in public places that much unless it's gang violence, and then most of the time that is confined to a geological area. It's not happening everywhere out there. Then there's the shooting, the rampage killing, where the whole crime that's occurring is the rampage killing. It's not because of a drug deal. It's not because of a robbery. It's not because of a carjacking. It's purely to kill and drive up a body count. If there's any spontaneity of this, you know, there's all kinds of things that are involved in this. But this is what separates the typical rampage killer, which think Sandy Hook, Aurora, Virginia Tech, from a contained residential or domestic dispute, which would be familicide. The Gun Violence Archive excludes nothing, even if the shooting is gang or drug related, the two main causes of most violence in the country today. when asked if he believed that the average news consumer even considers domestic violence or gang warfare, when they heard of the term mass shooting, Bryant said, "I don't know. I know what we want to do is provide numbers and let the journalists and advocates and Congress critters look at the data, glean details, and drill down to it." That's not enough. That's not enough. While he sits out there and he says this, obviously it's okay with him if they get the wrong idea. Because have you ever heard them come out and say, "Well, we don't want this to be misinterpreted"? I'm going to have to get Lee. I'm going to have to get Lee on here to talk about this. It's a fascinating, fascinating topic to look at the way this is reported and the way it's tallied, the way it's calculated. But when you're looking at a shooting where the shooter's actions are not the result of another criminal act, where it's purely for the action of killing people, now you are in the scary territory, because that's what makes a rampage killing so unique. That sort of thing is so unpredictable and hard to figure out when if it's going to happen, that most of the time all you can do is react to it. Our number three is coming up next, and we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. Exus Sights mix the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's tritium night sights, from big dots to three dots. Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.